This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Each year as a holiday treat, we bring you our broadcast of highlights from the Ig Nobel Awards ceremony, an event at which the publishers of the magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, salute the strange and silly in science, and they find plenty of it. As they say, they pay tribute to work that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. This year marks the 15th first annual Ig Nobel Awards ceremony, and it's a place, if you've never been to it, you have to watch out because there are paper airplanes flying through the air more or less at will. Most of them are aimed at the people on stage, where long-winded speeches are cut short by a little girl complaining that she's bored. So sit close to the radio, stare straight into the speakers, and imagine yourself in Harvard's Sanders Theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, and presidential science advisors. May I introduce our master of ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead Mark Abrams.
Thank you. We are gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every winner has done something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. Tonight, 10 prizes will be given. The achievements speak for themselves all too eloquently. Now, Dr. Micheline Matthews-Roth will give the traditional Ig Nobel welcome speech.
Welcome.
The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony. This year's theme is infinity. To fully explain and illustrate this year's theme, which I remind you is infinity, we have commissioned a series of educational lectures. These are called the Infinite Lectures. There are three of them. Each lecturer will strictly adhere to the time limit, which is infinity. The first infinite lecturer is Nobel laureate Dudley Hirschbach, who will explain the concept of infinity.
It's a very simple concept, but you have to understand a lot of other concepts. You have to understand the concept of one, of two, of three, of four, of five, and minus one, minus
the
two.
The second infinite lecturer is Nobel laureate Robert Wilson, who will recite in their proper order, all of the digits of the number pi.
3.1415923589793238467932898419713.
The third and final infinite lecturer is Nobel laureate Sheldon Glashow, who will tell you everything he knows.
Well, it's hard to top Bob Wilson. I can give you the digits of E, but let me start in the year that I was born, which is 1932, when the
there is a musical treat. The world premiere of a new mini-opera called The Count of Infinity. There are three acts. One now, two, yes, that's two later. The opera stars Margot Button, Simon Chausset, pianist Greg Neal, and many of the scientists who are with us on stage tonight. Now, here is our narrator, Karen Hopkin.
The Countess of Infinity rules over the land of infinity, which, let me tell you, it's a pretty big place. The Countess wants to fall in love, get married, and have children. But first, she has to complete a count of everything she owns. She is going to count everything in the land of infinity. That's because the Countess suffers from a psychological disorder. It's called OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. The Countess needs help, so she hires a handsome young accountant to assist in the counting. Let's join them at their first meeting.
I, the Countess of Infinity, lost the bear of my virginity. Dear sir, I know it sounds abstruse, but here is my excuse why I can't reproduce. I have to make an inventory first of everything I own. This is how I live. OCD makes me be all obsessed and compulsive. So no wedding rings or even flings till I complete my counting spree. Oh, pardon me. Now, don't you know I'd love to be impulsive. Oh, but romance is repulsive until I finish counting. Counting, I need you. I need your help, I really do. Counting isn't something I find fun. It's mandatory, it's got to be done. You really should have children. I hear the people mutter, but my mind's all a clutter with counting guns and butter, shoes and ships, guns and whips. It's hard to keep track of all the inventory without making slips. Oh, please, please, please assist me. And please don't mind my checking, my counting and my backing, my breathing down your necking. Origins with the sense is all I need to show me, so you don't make any sense. I really hope you're not a dope. I really don't think I could cope. Are you a dope?
No, I'm not a dope.
I, the Countess of Virginity, will preserve my virginity.
Now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have invited several of the world's great thinkers to tell us very briefly what each of them is thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett, do you have any words of advice for our 24/7 lecturers?
Certainly. Gentlemen, keep it clean.
Now, let's have the first group of 24/7 lecturers. Will the divide by zero specialists bar the doors? The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Rebecca German, the Vice Chair for Research at the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. German's topic, morphology. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set. Go!
Morphology is a property of an object with a visual appearance that exists in some 2-3-dimensional space. It can be measured by eigenfunctions of the bending energy matrix interpreted as the actual warp surfaces over the picture of the original landmark configuration is the product of the phenotypic process portrayed by a Procrustes paradigm of partial warps from a PCA.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go!
It's not just size, shape matters too.
Thank you. The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by William Lipscomb, the 1976 Nobel laureate in chemistry. His topic, infinity. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Did you know that there are just as many even numbers as there are even and odd numbers together? When you have infinities, when they are at infinity. In fact, Cantor defined a collection in infinite if some of his things.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Weird things can happen with these infinities.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Richard Jakowski, Associate Professor at the Department of Biomedical Sciences at the Tufts Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine. His topic, purring. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Purring results from the low-frequency oscillation of the caudal portion of the soft palate, which is more elongated and cast than other mammalian species. This places the feline soft palate in a laminal airstream between the posterior iguana and the remiglottis, resulting in fluttering from the posterior portion of the brachial and an audible sound wave in a range of 50 to 200 hertz. The purring mechanism is similar to the flapping uvula of a snoring person. However, rather than keeping us awake...
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
The cat's purr is a melodious snore.
We're going to take a short break. More silliness to come, including the awarding of the first set of prizes. I'm Ira Flatow. Stay with us. You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We now return you to Harvard Sanders Theater, where the 15th First Annual Ig Nobel Awards Ceremony is in progress.
Now, let's get it over with, ladies and gentlemen, the awarding of the 2005 Ig Nobel Prizes. We are giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from 12 nations on slightly more than 4 continents. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen, would you tell them what they've won?
Hi, this year's winners each receive... an Ig Nobel Prize.
What else?
A piece of paper signed by several Nobel laureates saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize.
Anything else?
No.
How wonderful. Thank you, Karen. The Economics Prize. This year's Ig Nobel Economics Prize is awarded to Gauri Nanda of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology for inventing an alarm clock that runs away and hides repeatedly, thus ensuring that people do get out of bed and thus theoretically adding many productive hours to the workday.
Thank you so much for this award. You know, it's kind of funny getting this award because my intention wasn't actually to get people to work on time. I just kind of wanted them to have something to laugh at in the morning, personalize the whole waking up process, but I think it's actually gone too far because the other day I accidentally knocked my laptop computer screen and I actually apologized to it completely. But thank you.
The the Fluid Dynamics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Fluid Dynamics is awarded to Victor Benno Meyer-Rockau of International University in Bremen, Germany, and also at the University of Oulu, Finland, and to Joseph Gall of Laurent Edvos University in Hungary for using basic principles of physics to calculate the pressure that builds up inside a penguin. As detailed in their report, Pressures Produced When Penguins Poo, Calculations on Avian Defecation. The winners very much wanted to join us, but they were unable to come because the United States government refused to grant them a visa. The Agricultural History Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Agricultural History is awarded to James Watson of Massey University in New Zealand for his scholarly study, The Significance of Mr. Richard Buckley's Exploding Trousers.
I'm infinitely grateful to the editorial staff and referees of the journal Agricultural History for recognizing that there was an important message, and not just a safety message, in an article entitled The Significance of Mr. Richard Buckley's Exploding Trousers. I think the popular science journal New Scientist also deserves a mention for making the article more widely known. Next, I'm infinitely grateful to Mark Abrahams and his team for choosing to honour my article in the way they have. Despite the fact that New Zealand has only 4 million people, but 40 million sheep, rural history does not have a high profile there. Hopefully the publicity from this award will help change that. It's hard to believe, but many people find history and even science somewhat dry and lifeless. The Ig Nobel Awards have, I think, given the lie to those impressions.
The Biology Prize. This year's Ig Nobel Prize in Biology is awarded to Benjamin Smith of the University of Adelaide, Australia, and of the University of Toronto, Canada, and of the Firmenich Perfume Company in Geneva, Switzerland, and of Chemcom Enterprises in Arschamps, France, and to Craig Williams of James Cook University and the University of South Australia, and to Michael Tyler of the University of Adelaide, and to Brian Williams of the University of Adelaide, and to Yoji Hayasaka of the Australian Wine Research Institute for painstakingly smelling and cataloging the peculiar odors produced by 131 different species of frogs when the frogs were feeling stressed.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. I'd just like to say that there are an infinite number of interesting odours out there for us to smell, and we're very pleased that we could follow in the footsteps of famous scientists like Plautus. In fact, it was Plautus, and bear with me, with my Latin's not very good, who said, "Aliter catulae long olant, aliter su." Puppies and pigs have very different smells, and so do frogs.
Well, we'd like to thank our co-conspirators, Mike Tyler, who is a mentor to me and Ben, and in fact his hand was the first time I'd smelled another man's hand. Yoji Hayasaka and Brian Williams, fantastic. And
We've got a quote from another famous infinite person.
Yes, we're at Harvard, and keep the tone intellectual. I think it was Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, it was Elizabeth.
Who had an infinite number of husbands, who said, "Success is the best deodorant." Thank you.
And now it's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. Here's Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
For those of you out there looking for fun, tonight's win-a-date prize is Bob Wilson. Robert Woodrow Wilson won the 1978 Nobel Prize for his accidental discovery of the cosmic microwave background radiation, that persistent hum left over from the birth of the universe. Yeah. A Texas-born astronomer who has a serious problem with pigeons, Bob enjoys figure skating, playing the piano, and listening to interstellar space. With any luck, he'll help one of you find your own personal Big Bang. Let's give a warm win-a-date welcome to Bob Wilson.
Let's see who will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you an attractive printed program. Pick it up. Turn to the special scratch and sniff drawing of a frog on page 5. Scratch it and sniff it. If your frog smells like piping hot McDonald's French fries, then you have won a date with this Nobel laureate. Come on up and claim your prize. And now act two of our mini opera, The Count of Infinity. Here is our narrator, Karen Hopkin.
Our handsome young accountant decides that he needs to take charge of the project being to make a complete inventory of everything in the land of infinity. Why? Because he's falling in love with the Countess of Infinity and wants to impress her. The Countess suspects that the young man is stupid. But she lets him keep counting. Why? Because she is falling in love with him. Let's join this incipient couple.
Principles of accounting show just what I need to do. For me, this is work amounting to, let me see, oh, just a month or two.
Your claim that it will be easy to count to infinity seems way beyond me, breezy. It seems like some new form of assignability. Assignability.
Fear not, for I'm an accountant.
Goodness fills me with excitement.
Good, I will set up your bookkeeping.
But if your system's double entry, it seems so elementary. It seems so elementary.
Double entry. It keeps track of your possession.
But won't we need extra sessions?
That makes it twice as good.
I hope I've misunderstood.
Yes, you've misunderstood.
Oh, please, just say it in a nutshell.
Tally, oh, tally.
Oh, tally, 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 oh.
Tally, oh, tally.
Because we're very clever, we'll tally, tally.
our love for this endeavor. We'll never end, no, never. We'll turn Italian infinitely.
If you want to read all the words of this year's opera, or maybe sing along yourself, visit sciencefriday.com, where we've got links to the libretto. I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
The Medicine Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine is awarded to Greg A. Miller of Oak Grove, Missouri, for inventing neuticles, artificial replacement testicles for dogs, which are available in three sizes and 3 degrees of firmness. The winner was unable to travel, and so here he is accepting via videotape.
It all started when Buck, my bloodhound, had to be neutered, which proved to be traumatic for me and devastating to Buck. My veterinarian thought I was nuts when asked if a testicular implant was available, but after giving it thought, he encouraged me to pursue it. It took nearly 2 years to get the balls rolling. Today, 10 years later, over 150,000 dogs, cats, horses, and bulls have been neuticled in all 50 states and 47 countries worldwide without a single complication. Caring pet owners now have an option when altering. Many are pet owners that simply would not neuter before. And as a result, pet overpopulation is being reduced and happier, healthier pets are a part of loving families worldwide. Neuticles. It all began with a bloodhound named Buck and his nutty owner that is sorry for not being able to be with you tonight.
The Nutrition Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Nutrition is awarded to Dr. Yoshiro Nakamatsu of Tokyo, Japan, for photographing. The award is for photographing and retrospectively analyzing every meal he has consumed during a period of 34 years and counting.
Thank you, Mark. Please be patient before eating a meal. Take picture. You can get better brain quality and longevity. Long life should be longer. Speech should be short.
Chief Airhead Mark Abrams says some people covet the prize, some people flee from it. Some see it as a hallmark of civilization, others as a scuff mark. Some laugh with it, others laugh at it. Many praise it, a few condemn it, others are just mystified. For more information about the awards and a list of all the past winners of the Ig Nobel Prizes, you can visit the website www.improbable.com or follow the links from the sciencefriday.com page. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. Coming up, the conclusion of the Infinity Opera, more lectures about deep thoughts in science, and the rest of the Ig Nobel Prizes. It's our annual broadcast of highlights from the Ig Nobel Awards ceremony, now in its 15th first annual year. Past winners of the Igs have been honored for things as diverse as inventing the pink plastic lawn flamingo or studying the physics of hula hooping. Past winners have tackled tough questions like, does the 5-second rule apply when you drop food on the floor? And why do shower curtains billow inwards? The prizes are awarded at a gala ceremony in Harvard's Sanders Theater. 1,200 splendidly eccentric spectators watch the winners step forward to accept their prizes. The prizes are physically handed to the winners by genuinely bemused, genuine Nobel laureates.
The Peace Prize. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to Claire Rind and Peter Simmons of Newcastle University in the UK for electrically monitoring the activity of a brain cell in a locust while that locust was watching selected highlights from the movie Star Wars.
Brings it all back to me. First of all, I'm infinitely pleased to have been honoured with this prize. And I want to say that the reason I did the research was curiosity. I needed to show the locust a huge variety of visual scenes to see what this neuron was really interested in. And what I found was that it was Darth Vader. His TIE fighter was irresistible for the locust. The neuron that I was recording from was very selective for that particular scene with Darth Vader approaching. The work has gone on to allow me to make artificial collision sensors similar to the ones that the locust has in its nervous system. So I've been very... this was just the start of the journey, really. And my co-worker, Peter Simmons, was very helpful, providing infinite support and considering that, so that it enabled the work to go on. Now, the thing that the locusts were most interested in was the TIE fighter in the Death Star. And the way I was able to pin that down was I dubbed the recording from the locust visual neuron back onto the movie. And then I could see exactly what the neuron was interested in. And I monitored it frame by frame. So I am heartily sick of the Star Wars movie. That would be a blessed release.
The Literature Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Literature this year is awarded to the Internet Entrepreneurs of Nigeria for... for creating and then using email to distribute a bold series of short stories, thus introducing millions of readers to a cast of rich characters. General Sani Abacha, Mrs. Miriam Sani Abacha, Barrister John A. Mabeki, Esquire, and others, each of whom requires just a small amount of expense money so as to obtain access to the great wealth to which they are entitled and which they would like to share with the kind person who assists them. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight. And now, the final act of our mini-opera, The Count of Infinity. Our singers will be joined by the Nobel laureates and the other distinguished scientists whom you see here on stage. Here is our narrator, Karen Hopkin.
Thanks, Mark. Good news. The Countess of Infinity, thank you, has tamed her obsessive-compulsive disorder. Her OCD is under control thanks to some pharmaceutical help. The Countess wishes that the handsome accountant would stop counting already and marry her and become the Count of Infinity. But, he, the accountant I'm talking about, wants to finish counting all the way to infinity. The nation's entire population, played here by all the scientists who are with us on stage tonight, is helping with the count. Now, let's join this infinite cast of characters for the thrilling conclusion to our opera.
99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. That one there looks like a pear. 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer. That one there looks like a pear. 101 bottles of beer on the wall, 101 bottles of beer on the wall, 101 bottles of beer. That one there looks like a pear. 102 bottles
Stop
of beer
it.
On the wall,
Stop.
102
Stop.
Bottles
Stop.
Of beer on the wall.
Stop!
Oh, the couch is
enough already.
Counting one by one, we'll never get in on that, we are agreed. I must simply multiply the speed, so this is how I will proceed. Hop, hopping like a kangaroo, I will count everything two by two. Doubling the speed will assure that I'm going to finish in half the time. Or more rapidly, I could count 3x3 or faster if I please. I could even count by 30 and 3s, why not by 1,030 and 3s? Why think small or reason not at all? I'll count a million at a crack. Like Napoleon, I'll say, attack!
You're a monomaniac. You could go on that way, huh? All day and night, count it, sir. You could go on that way, or you could stop and make me your wife.
Countess, I'm confused. I thought you were enthused, enraptured and entranced. That until we'd reach infinity, your middle name would be virginity.
Oh, my dear, you see, when I had OCD, my life was strict routine. Filthy thoughts were few and far between. Now I take no oxygen. I find infinity splendid. Now I take no second every day. Now that I'm taking the right path, I would be pleased if you'd be my count.
Counting is a drag, but there's a little snag, there's no way we can end. Count the door, our country spends on it, our economy depends on it.
Morning, morning, yes, you go on counting with some men. I like that arrangement.
Praise be the man of great intellect, for we acknowledge it was correct. There is no doubt about it then. Women just don't cut as much as men.
If you want to read all the words of this year's opera, or maybe sing along yourself, visit sciencefriday.com, where we've got links to the libretto.
Will the perpetual motion specialist bar the doors? The second and final round of 24/7 lectures is about to begin. The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by psychologist Robin Abrams, who writes the misconduct etiquette column in the Boston Sunday Globe. Her topic, the human mind. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
The complexity and efficiency of the human mind was not fully appreciated until attempts to create artificial intelligence systems led to the discovery that so-called common sense, such as the ability to understand jokes or that it is inadvisable to begin building a tower of blocks starting at the top, is in fact extraordinarily difficult to program into computers. Turns out we're smarter than we knew. However, research also shows that human cognition is prone to an infinite number of bugs, such as binary thinking.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
People are brilliantly stupid and stupidly brilliant.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Lynn Margulis, distinguished university professor at the University of Massachusetts. Her topic, what is life? First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
The secret of life. In her murky gut, the wood-feeding termite harbors the secret of life. What is it? A community becomes an individual. The arithmetic of the living. 1 + 1 = 1.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
If you feel you're falling apart, you are.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
And now, the final prize of the night. This year's Ig Nobel Prize in Chemistry is awarded to Edward Kussler of the University of Minnesota and Brian Gettelfinger of the University of Minnesota and the University of Wisconsin for conducting a careful experiment to settle the long-standing scientific question, can people swim faster in syrup or in water?
You have to guess. You have to guess. The answer is, their speed doesn't change. And the reason it doesn't change takes a lot. Takes infinitely long to understand.
And now, Dr. Micheline Matthews-Roth will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
If you'd like to stay a moment and help us clean up, that would be greatly appreciated. Now, on behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and on behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics students, especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize this year, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you.
This is the 15th first annual ceremony. That's one more than 14 and one less than 16. For more information about the awards and a list of all the past winners of the Ig Nobel Prizes, you can visit the website www.improbable.com or follow the links from the sciencefriday.com page. That's about it from Harvard. We'd like to thank all of those who made this broadcast possible, especially Mark Abrams at the Annals of Improbable Research. If you didn't get enough of today's shenanigans, Mark is also editor of the newly published book, Ig Nobel Prizes 2, now in your bookstore. Our program is produced by Annette Heist, Charles Berquist, and senior producer Karen Vergoth. The ceremony was recorded by audio engineer Miles Smith. If you'd like to write us, please send your letters to Science Friday, 55 West 45th Street, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10036, or you can surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where you can check out Science Friday's Kids Connection, where we provide free curricula for teaching science using Science Friday. Just click on the teachers link on the sciencefriday.com website. And if you like to podcast Science Friday, you will also have the links to our podcasts on that site, too. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.